Proclamation number 5007 of 25th of November, 1950. What no man's eye has ever seen. No human being can even begin to imagine the glories of the spiritual kingdom, which I express through my words. What no human eye has ever seen and no human ear has ever heard, that I've prepared for those who love me. They are unimaginable spiritual creations. They are unimaginable delights which delight the being though which has entered the kingdom of light and thus is redeemed from the sin of former resistance against its creator and father of eternity. But the still unredeemed souls create their surroundings themselves, for their will transfers them to where their thoughts dwell. And these are mostly still with earthly material things or on earth where they have dwelled and they still want to satisfy their desire. This is why the spiritual realms will still appear earthly to these imperfect souls, for they are not yet able to see spiritually and therefore only the images they imagine themselves appear before their eyes. The blissful beings, however, have overcome earthly matter and their desire is for spiritual treasures which, however, cannot be described to people on earth since they lack the power of imagination. When glorious delights are spoken of, it is first and foremost the connection with me which creates delights of an incomparable kind for the beings. They receive light and distribute it. They move in spiritual creations which testify to my strength and glory. They are only active for me with ardent love and also transfer this love to the beings which still dwell in darkness, in the spheres of imperfect spirits. Therefore, as long as you are given an imaginable description of the spiritual kingdom, it is the state of souls which only know earthly concepts and are not yet mature enough for the kingdom of light. To understand the state of the blessed, on the other hand, already requires the degree of maturity which only rarely people on earth have. Figurative comparisons can certainly be used to give an insight into the activity of the inhabitants of the Kingdom of Light, but it will only be comprehensible to you humans when you are allowed to enter the Kingdom of Light yourselves, but then there will be no end to your amazement. You should always accept my word, no man's eye has ever seen and no man's ear ever heard what I have prepared for those who love me. Then every description will only seem figurative to you, certainly in accordance with the truth but not to be interpreted appropriately for someone who has not yet reached the degree of maturity which is necessary for entry into the Kingdom of Light. Amen.